What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. I'm calling. I have Hashimoto's, and I take 150 milligrams of Synthroid. Do you think it would benefit me to take Nascent iodine?
Not too terribly much, sir. It would help maybe a little bit, but big deal is getting rid of the Hashimoto's. Now, Hashimoto's, as you know, is autoimmune, as it's called. And one of the things that can cause that autoimmunity and the antibodies to go up in Hashimoto's happens to be a lack of selenium. This was Dutch researchers figured that one out, and they put people onto selenium. And oddly enough, their antibodies would come down. But this does not apply to everyone with Hashimoto's. It was a proportion of people with Hashimoto's, something like 20 or 30%. Now, other than that, and the big deal is working with a doctor who works with autoimmune stuff, and there we try to look for what could be triggering this. It's frequently gluten or dairy sensitivity that's the trigger behind it. Those need to be tested. And occasionally, somebody will be reacting to either H. pylori, which is a little bacteria that like to live in people's stomachs, or they'll be reacting to something called candida, which is a fungus that causes yeast infections in ladies and lives in the bowels in men, and it's induced to live there by too many antibiotics in a person's lifetime. So anyway, sir, the one thing you could try safely is 200 micrograms of selenium a day to see if that does anything for you. It's at that amount, it's not an overdose. Work with a doctor if you ever want to use more. And the second thing is find a doc who works with autoimmunity and see if you can find the trigger so the whole thing will go away.
Oh, that would be great. Also, I wanted to bring up, in 2015, my head was going numb, so I checked into emergency, and they did some tests for 2 days and said that I had 90% blockage. They said it was plaque in my V1, the back of my neck. I had went and saw Dr. Sherman January 1st, and he gave me a list of supplements to take, and I'd taken those for a couple of years. They had also done some more tests and said I had the 90% blockage. Instead of a piece of that plaque broke off, I would have a full-blown stroke.
Oh,
and
my.
I took those supplements that Dr. Sherman told me to. I went in to a vascular surgeon this summer, and they went up through my groin and went in to put a stent in and found zero plaque.
So they Yay! Didn't... Go you. Go Dr. Sherman.
Yeah. I went and saw the cardiac specialist after that, and he said maybe I had a blood clot is what they were saying.
And... That's a maybe, but maybe the plaque went away too, because plaque can be induced to go away. Just, that's something that we help people with at Tahoma.
Yeah, I told them 90%, and they said there's probably not much chance of anything going away if you have 90%.
Obviously, that's not true, sir, and we've helped other folks with that. Sir, we better move on to the other people who are waiting.
Okay. Thank you very much.